We're going to begin with the aftermath of the recent rainfall in the Spring Mountains. Floods ravaged the Rainbow Canyon area on Mount Charleston yesterday. 2 inches of rain fell on the region, creating cascades of rock and debris that tore through neighborhoods and washed away roads. Rainbow Canyon has experienced several floods since last summer when the Carpenter One fire burned much of the mountain's surface. And residents are frustrated because county officials will not move on a plan to build a structure to protect their community from much of the damage. Larry Brown is the Clark County Commissioner who represents Mount Charleston, and he joins us now. Commissioner Brown, welcome back to the program.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here.
Now, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers designed a structure to protect the Rainbow Subdivision from flooding. The federal government was going to pay $1 million to build it. Why doesn't the county want to move forward on that project?
Yeah, Dave, we've been in discussion with the federal agencies for the better part of 3 months now. And originally, they had asked the county if we would, over a seven-year window, maintain the facility, repair any damage, and then take it down after the 7 years. And we were more than willing to do that. In fact, we stepped up and offered to do other things. One of the things we could not accept, nor the Regional Flood Control District, nor the state, was the ownership and the liability of this temporary facility. And simply put, when we build our detention basins and flood control facilities, we in Southern Nevada build them to a 100-year storm event. This interim facility was only built to a 10-year event. So could it help? Could it mitigate some of the floodwaters? Yes, but a storm of the magnitude we saw yesterday, if it was even under construction, may have caused even more damage. So we're still talking to the feds. We just don't believe that we, on behalf of the taxpayers, can assume ownership of an interim facility on federal land.
What are you going to be saying to the residents in the area, in the Rainbow Canyon subdivision and elsewhere along Mount Charleston, who may be pretty upset right now to hear that not a lot's going forward?
And we've been, not just yesterday and today, but for the last 6 months and even right up back to the Carpenter One fire, we're in contact with them almost on a daily basis. We have monthly meetings, the town board. We have town hall meetings with our volunteer fire. So we have some pretty good relationships up there. And, you know, they're a resilient community. They got beat up pretty badly with the Carpenter One fire, and they came through. This storm event beat up pretty badly. They're resilient. They'll come through. And we want to absolutely communicate to them, like I'm talking to you this morning, Dave, is exactly what the county's role has been. We're not trying to be an obstructionist. We're just at a point now where we can't go any further from a legal standpoint, from a district attorney's opinion saying we just can't take ownership on federal land, a facility that doesn't meet our minimum standards.
So ultimately, what should the residents of Mount Charleston do if this flood control structure can't be built?
Well, and it's the flood control is simply a diversion, an interim diversionary dam. It's like we're not talking about something you see in Valley with some of these massive facilities. But what they can do is what they've done the last few years is those in the mountain, especially those who have been a long time, experience the dangers of snow, the dangers of fire, the dangers of flooding. Many of them have insurance. We at the county will continue to work with everything we can do on our property and our right-of-way. We hate to be in a reactive situation, Dave, but quite candidly, what's happened on the mountain in the last year has almost forced us to be in that position. We communicate as best we can. We have all our emergency plans in place, and then we work as closely as we can with the residents.
Larry Brown is a Clark County Commissioner representing the people who live on Mount Charleston. Commissioner Brown, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.
We turn now to Becky Grismanoskis. She is a resident of Mount Charleston who has been working to build the flood diversion structure. Becky, thanks for joining us. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Thank you.
Talk a little bit about the flooding you saw yesterday. Must have been something.
You know, that last one on September 1st was really, really so catastrophic, so unbelievable. Well, yesterday was worse. And the thing that that I've been so concerned about as well is all of this rock and gravel that comes down as the flooding is starting to subside a little bit, it's bringing all of that with it. Well, what that has done, it is actually filling up the existing flood channel that's right here in the subdivision. So where's the water going to go? Because it no longer has a gully to come down.
Hmm.
And this started rearing its ugly head yesterday because more of it skidded across the rocks. It would be like a lake effect, if you could picture something like that. And two neighbors across the street, both of their down rooms, by that I do not mean a basement, I mean like their lower level of their homes, are totally filled with mud. Filled with mud.
And what's the state of affairs with your home?
We're okay. Our home is okay. Our yard is, and course and driveway are destroyed. And we got some water in my husband's shop this time, but from the last time that it happened in September, we reversed a door, turned it around, and closed up a window with block. So we've taken some precautions naturally, but a lot of people have. And our vehicles are parked back on U.S. Forest Service.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us permission. We have a lot of residents permission to park there if you want to, and we did. And that is the only reason that we didn't lose our vehicles yesterday.
Now, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers came up with plans and money to build a flood diversion structure to protect you from some of this damage. That structure has not been built. Who's accountable for that?
Clark County is. I've heard that you just interviewed Commissioner Brown, and
mm-hmm.
I can only assume that he is still taking the stance that they are not going to do anything about this because of the liability issue. And I'm here to say that I don't get it. None of us get it that live in this subdivision. We're Clark County residents. We pay Clark County tax, second highest in the state, I might add. And what about the destruction up here? Is there any liability for what's happening to people up here? They've lost everything they've worked for their whole lives. Just because we live up here does not mean that a lot of people have a lot of money up here. That it could be further from the truth.
So,
it's because possibly their parents lived up here and they were able to get their cabin and so on and so on and so on. So where does the conscience come in to play with this? The states looked at this issue. The Department of Human Resources, as well as the governor's office, Nevada Division of Forestry, everybody has looked at it. Nobody can understand why the county will not take responsibility and do this.
So Becky,
and now
Grisman,
we don't even know if the money's still there. The Corps might have spent it. We don't even know that.
Becky, what's going to happen to your community if this diversion structure is not built?
I hate to think. I hate to think. I don't know how many times can you go through this. And this is just the beginning of this. They know that. We were told after the fire last year that this isn't going to go away anytime soon. We can expect this to happen for years. And we never had flooding here, ever.
Are you not a drop. Yeah. Are you and your husband thinking about possibly moving?
We're going to have to because of age and his physical situation with his knees one day, but we certainly weren't thinking about it this year.
Yeah. What about other neighbors? I mean, is that some common conversation?
Well, in conversation, the woman across the street said last she's renting, and she said that she's going to have to move because she can't go through this every time it rains.
Becky Grisman-Uskas is a resident of Mount Charleston. Becky, thanks so much, and hang in there.
Thank you.